let's head around the state on our Crop Tour Tuesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Better than expected, better than anticipated. As I hear from farmers around the state, that's what they keep telling me about corn and soybean yields so far this year. Let's hear from some of those farmers now in our Crop Tour Tuesday segment. We begin in northern Indiana with LaPorte County farmer Denise Scarborough, chair of the Indiana Soybean Alliance.
We started picking commercial corn last week, and it's doing a little bit better than anticipated given how dry we were this growing season. We did receive some rain over the weekend, about 1.5 to 2 inches, kind of depending where you were at in our area. Thankfully, we missed some of the straight line winds that were a little bit to the west of us. Our wheat is coming up nice. It looks like it has a pretty good stand so far. We should get back into the field here shortly and continue picking corn and enjoying some of the cooler weather we're having and hopefully get our double crop beans out soon.
In west central Indiana, Ryan Rippey shares what he's up to in his fields in Montgomery, Fountain, and Tippecanoe counties.
It's about noon today, and I'm just climbing back in the combine to get going after that rain delay over the weekend, which was much appreciated. We'd had several hard days in a row, so it was nice to be able to spend part of Saturday and Sunday at home and get to see everybody. We are down to about the last 25% of the corn left. Been in our non-GMO acres all last week, and things have been really good.
We'll head east and then south when we come back on our Crop Tour Tuesday here on Hoosier Ag Today.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
All kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
1 in 5. That's how many kids in America are food insecure, with a significant impact in rural communities. Hoosier Ag Today and the National Association of Farm Broadcasting invite you to help nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Your contribution stays in your community if you donate at nafbhunger.com. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday. We're going around the state to get harvest updates. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. In Delaware County, Jenna Scott with Cox Farms Incorporated in Gaston says harvest progress has been rapid.
We don't hardly see any bean fields that haven't been harvested in our county, maybe one or two, but it looks like everybody finished up beans. We had a couple problems with our grain bins and couldn't run for 2 days, but that gave us a chance to do some preventative maintenance and catch up on a few items. But we're back in the fields today, and the yields continue to surprise us with how good they are considering how little rain we had, which is a good thing.
And last but not least, we head to southern Indiana, where DuBois County farmer and National Corn Board member J.R. Reisner reports from Ferdinand, just north of Santa Claus and Holiday World.
This past week, we were able to get all but just a few acres of replant soybeans finished up. We're able to make good progress on corn harvest as well. Did get some rain over the weekend. That'll definitely keep us out for a few days here. Yields overall have been good. Even some of the later crops have been surprisingly better than expected. Looking forward to hopefully wrapping up harvest here in the next week or so.
See, better than anticipated, better than expected. We even got a good from JR there. So be sure to tune in next week to our Crop Tour Tuesday segment. The National FFA Convention is next week in Indianapolis. We'll be there. You could be too. Volunteers are needed to help showcase the Hoosier hospitality that Indianapolis and central Indiana is known for. Be sure to find this story at HoosierAgToday.com and click the link to volunteer. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.